Lamacall says the parties to the peace agreement are moving too slowly, which he says it is negatively affecting the peace process. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum over the weekend, Akol accused the government of throwing up obstacles to delay implementation of the peace deal. Akol points out that national and state parliaments have still not been formed, and he says the government violated the constitution because the National Assembly have not been dissolved to form a new coalition parliament per the terms of the peace agreement.
You cannot form the executive arm of the government and leave the legislative arm, and you think that you have a government. The parliament must oversee the work of the executive. And this parliament is not recognized by the opposition because they are not part of it and they are supposed to go.
The peace deal also stipulates that a unified army be formed during a pre-transitional period, but that has yet to happen. Forces are still in training centers awaiting graduation and deployment. Akol says if the government continues missing deadlines, the 36-month transitional period might have to be extended.
If these activities that have now were supposed to be done before the 6 months, they have not been done, it means you are going to push them ahead, which also indicates that the transitional period in the peace agreement may not be enough to implement what was supposed to be done in those days.
Akol, who is acting Secretary General for the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, says the alliance remains fully committed to implementing the agreement. Regarding rumors that the SOA leader has given up on trying to implement the peace deal and has left South Sudan for good, Akol has this to say.
I'm a citizen of South Sudan. I don't hold a government position to take permission from anybody. I'm free to travel as I want. It is there in the Bill of Rights, in the Constitution. So why should my travel be a subject of discussion?
Akol is calling on citizens of South Sudan to hold politicians to their word on their commitment to fully implement the peace deal.
The people should not lose hope. We should continue working hard to see that the agreement is implemented as it is. Because this is the last opportunity for the people of South Sudan to be able to exist as one people.
Late last week, the parties reached agreement on how to share executive positions at the state level after several weeks of meetings were held by the committee tasked with allocating portfolios at the state level. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.